So as governors around the nation and even presidents contemplate end-of-the-year pardons, pardoning a convicted cop killer? Not exactly on the to-do list of most governors. But this isn't just any cop killer. That's Aaron Copland's ballet, Billy the Kid. Billy the Kid, who's a part of American culture, both in music, in storytelling, and in movies.
So, what is it I can do for you, sir?
I want to be pardoned.
Pardoned? For what?
I was promised a pardon 70 years and 3 months ago for the killing of 21 men. I want to go before the governor, and you tell him that you're bringing in William H. Bonney.
Whoa. William H. Bonney?
Alias Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid, that scene is from Young Guns 2. The pardon and Billy the Kid himself are a part of American culture. And in one of his last acts in office, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson hopes to actually pardon Henry McCarty, better known as Billy the Kid, also known as William H. Bonney, 130 years after the gunslinger's death. We're joined now by Mark Lee Gardner, historian and author of To Hell on a Fast Horse, The Untold Story of Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett. Mark Gardner, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the story here? There's a piece of the story. I mean, it's not really a question that Billy the Kid was an outlaw, but there is a deal that was reportedly made that wasn't honored, and this pardon would honor a deal that was 130 years in the making. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
So tell me about the deal.
Well, Governor Wallace was sent to New Mexico Territory to put an end to all the violence from, you know, what's come down to us as the Lincoln County War. And there was a murder of an attorney in Lincoln that he was very, very interested in convicting the murderers. And Billy the Kid was a witness to that murder. And Billy the Kid himself had killed and was under a murder indictment. And the two got together and struck a deal, Wallace wanting, you know, Billy's testimony to convict these murderers of Houston Chapman, this attorney in Lincoln.
And so in return for testifying against the murderers of Mr. Chapman, Billy the Kid was supposed to be pardoned from Governor Wallace?
Yes. Wallace, according to the one of the latest findings from a newspaper interview from May of 1881, Wallace gave two conditions. He said that I will grant you a pardon for your testimony before the grand jury, and providing you also lead a different life.
What evidence would there be of a deal like this, since this is the kind of thing where, you know, it's verbal, it's a handshake, it's not necessarily written down in paper?
Sure. Well, we have letters, handwritten letters from Billy where he refers to the promise of Governor Wallace. We have a letter from Wallace where he says, I have the power to exempt you from prosecution. And then we have these newspaper interviews with Wallace, 1881, 1900, 1902, where he specifically refers to a promise of a pardon. So there is actually evidence from Wallace himself that he made a deal with Billy the Kid.
A pardon for Billy the Kid. I mean, what might that mean? I mean, there is a piece from the Aaron Copland ballet, Billy the Kid. Does it change our view of this dangerous outlaw to have him pardoned, Mark?
Well, you know, I think Billy the Kid lived and died an outlaw, and he'll always be an outlaw. But I think what the pardon does, it doesn't change history. But for some people, the historians and Governor Bill Richardson, who is an admitted history buff, it makes us feel like an injustice has been righted in some way. You know, we're so tired of broken promises. I mean, look at American Indian treaties that were broken, you know, throughout American history, and various other promises the government has broken. And I think, you know, it makes you feel a little bit better, like, yeah, that was wrong, and we're going to try to fix that somehow, or at least it makes us feel better.
What story of America does the life of Billy the Kid tell, in your view? I mean, you're certainly a history buff, would probably be a tame expression for your association with the Billy the Kid
story.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, Americans have always been fascinated by outlaws. I mean, and even you can go back to Robin Hood, who wasn't an American outlaw, but Jesse James. But when that outlaw, when we have a sense that maybe they were fighting an injustice, or maybe they were persecuted or fighting for the little guy, and that may not necessarily be true with Billy, but certainly, you know, Billy was involved in the Lincoln County War. There was a territorial government, you know, that was not completely on the up and up. It was controlled by the Santa Fe Ring. You know, they had the law enforcement in their pocket. you know, and it was kind of an uphill battle for people like Billy, who was associated with the competition in this, you know, struggle over economics in Lincoln County. So I think we want to sympathize, you know, with those outlaws who have bigger qualities than just your, you know, common thug.
Although for America to be viable, and particularly for the Western territories to be viable, people like Billy the Kid needed to go away.
That's correct. And that's why Pat Garrett is so important to this story. You know, a pardon for Billy, I don't think, reflects poorly on Pat Garrett, who was brought in to do a very tough job. You know, Billy was the most feared outlaw in the territory. He was causing all kinds of mayhem, and nobody else were really capable of hunting him down, and Pat Garrett did. And yeah, the territory wasn't going to change unless that outlaw element was removed, and that was why Pat Garrett was there.
You know, we've been talking about second chances on the program this morning, from Michael Vick to Jerry Brown, governor of California. Is this a second chance for Billy the Kid?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, what I do think, though, it's a great chance for us to revisit our past. And to, you know, we're learning new things after 130 years. I mean, studying so closely this particular episode. So, Billy's going to be okay.
Right.
But it's fun to examine these, and especially on such a national, international level.
Well, Mark Lee Gardner, at the end of Aaron Copland's ballet, there was dancing in the streets when Billy the Kid was killed. Will there be dancing in the streets when he's pardoned?
You know, I don't know. It seems to be a very divisive issue. But there are certainly the Billy the Kid buffs that are going to be very, very pleased.
You're one of them.
What's that?
You're one of them.
I'm definitely a Billy the Kid buff.
Mark Lee Gardner is a historian and author of To Hell in a Fast Horse, The Untold Story of Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett, talking about the impending possible pardon of Billy the Kid by Bill Richardson in New Mexico.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.